A pandemic-related rule that allowed alcohol to go at restaurants and bars will no longer be available in New York, and the still-struggling restaurant industry isn't too happy. Governor Cuomo allowed them to offer alcoholic beverages to go along with food orders, and he has extended that executive order several times. Restaurant owners say it's been a lifeline. Melissa Fleisha is president of the New York State Restaurant Association.
We are not in any way, shape, or form back to our pre-pandemic levels, and there's simply no way for us to make up the billions of dollars that were lost due to the pandemic in the last 15 months in the restaurant industry. Alcohol to go helps our restaurants. It helps their sales.
The state and assembly have separate bills that would extend the alcohol to go rule permanently or with a one-year sunset provision, but the houses did not plan to act on them or try to agree on one measure before the session ended. You're listening to C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region. Coming up, Governor Lamont gets pushback from criminal justice reform advocates. Governor Cuomo's been quiet post-legislative session and addressing concerns over the COVID vaccine. I'm Sabrina Garone. Criminal justice reform advocates in Connecticut are pushing back on Governor Lamont's concerns about a new law he signed on Thursday. They say the measure that erases the criminal records of nonviolent offenders who've served their time is the strongest in the nation. WSHU's Ebangudama reports.
Lamont has sent a letter to lawmakers asking them to revisit the Clean Slate law. He says he is concerned that the erase records would not be available to criminal justice agencies to consider in determining whether to issue a gun permit. And also the judicial branch would not have access to records if a person returns to court. Phil Kent is with CONNECT, an interfaith advocacy group who lobbied for Clean Slate. He says he understands Lamont's concern, but the law does not permit most violent crimes to be erased.
The gun permit issue has already been addressed. And in addition to that, you know, this bill affects most misdemeanors, and it only impacts lower-level D&E felonies at this time.
He says that means violent sexual offenses or family violence crimes are also not subject to erasure. The new law takes effect in 2023. Ebangudama, WSHU News.
Republicans say the 2021 legislative session in New York wrapped up last week without the usual victory lap from Governor Cuomo. Karen DeWitt reports that Cuomo has been lying low while he's under multiple investigations and hasn't said what legislation he would support.
Republicans, who are in the minority in the legislature, say they're disappointed that lawmakers did not act to fully rescind Cuomo's vast emergency pandemic powers now that the rate of the coronavirus infections are waning. Senate GOP leader Robert Ort spoke on the Senate floor.
I believe that's a missed opportunity. I truly believe my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, they want to be a co-equal branch of government. They want to be restored to the normal standing that we have in this state. And yet, they didn't have the courage, the guts, the willingness to do it.
The state assembly is continuing a months-long impeachment inquiry into sexual harassment allegations against Cuomo, as well as accusations that the governor used staff to help him write a book for which he was paid $5 million. Cuomo denies the accusations. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Is it safe to get the COVID shot after being treated with antibodies? We answer that question coming up, but first headlines and a message from C19 supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Thank you. everyone over 12 in our region is now able to get the vaccine. For your first dose, you don't need an appointment at most state-run sites, but you may need to make one for your second dose. New Yorkers can set up a second dose appointment online using the Am I Eligible app and by phone at 833-697-4829. In Connecticut, they can be scheduled online at ct.gov/COVID-vaccine or by phone at 877-918-2224. Tens of thousands of Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines in Connecticut might be thrown away when they reach their expiration dates. Hearst Connecticut Media reports the state still has about 80,000 doses, and almost all will expire between now and June 24th. The state health spokesperson says they asked the federal government if remaining doses could be redeployed elsewhere, either in the U.S. or abroad. The head of the town of Wilton, Connecticut, will have her full salary reinstated this month. First Selectwoman Lynn Vanderslice chose to give $30,000 of her $140,000 salary back to the town last July to help offset COVID-related expenses. This week, the Board of Selectmen unanimously voted to reinstate Vanderslice's full budgeted salary. They say she was like a wartime president for Wilton. At WSHU, we received an email from a listener who was concerned about her elderly parents getting the COVID-19 vaccine. She wanted to know when it was safe for them to get the shot since they had been treated for COVID-19 with antibodies earlier this year. WSHU's J.D. Allen called a doctor at Stony Brook Medicine to find out.
The listener from Riverhead on Long Island says her parents feel healthy after having COVID-19 in March. She says they heard that they have to wait at least 90 days until they get their first shot, but they're now worried how protected they'll be. Dr. Roderick Goh is an associate professor of clinical medicine at Stony Brook Medicine. Doctor, how protected are COVID survivors that were treated with antibodies, especially these elderly patients?
They're very well protected. The antibodies offer protection around 90 days after the infusion. So we recommend that people wait the 90 days between getting the monoclonal antibody infusion and getting a vaccine so that because there's concerns that there might be some interference with the antibody treatment.
Some seniors might feel like they beat the odds and survived. Why should they wait 90 days to get the vaccine? What happens during that time?
So these antibodies essentially block the virus from infecting the cells in our body. So in clinical studies, they've been found to keep people out of the hospitals. We've noticed a 70-80% reduction in the number of people who get hospitalized because of COVID after they receive these monoclonal antibodies.
What happens if they get the vaccine earlier? Is it less effective?
People who have received the monoclonal antibodies, it's protected for a short period of time, this 90-day period. But after that, the antibodies will disappear from their system. So they really should get the vaccine to provide longer protection against this infection. We don't know for certain. The thought is that getting the vaccine earlier in someone who's had these monoclonal antibodies, your body may not react as well to the vaccine, meaning you'll be less protected when you get the vaccine.
Seniors might not be computer savvy to book an appointment online. How might they get the shot?
A lot of pharmacies are now allowing walk-ins, so you don't need to book an appointment per se. Some pharmacies, I know Walgreens and Costco, will let people walk in without an appointment and get the vaccine right there and then. And for seniors that are homebound, many of the counties will offer services where a public health nurse will come to your home and give you the vaccine. We get very concerned about our older persons because we know that not only are they at higher risk for getting COVID-19, but they're also at higher risk for developing complications and dying from this disease.
Dr. Roderick Goh, he's in the Infectious Disease Division at Stony Brook Medicine. Thank you.
No, thank you very much.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford HealthCare. I'm Sabrina Garone. Thank you for listening and have a great weekend.